commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
My love of Pope Francis is undiminished, even though I disagree with his critique of capitalism. I expect the Holy Father to be a champion for the poor. Christ's most explicit teachings were about helping the downtrodden, and the Church is truest to her calling when she reaches out to those in need. The Pope is celebrating a birthday today. He's 78, and he knows there's no time to waste. He's not changing Church doctrine about abortion, homosexuality, the role of women in the clergy, or married priests. But he widely acknowledges two things. First, if those things dominate all conversations about the Catholic Church, it crowds out other things like witness, compassion, and ministry. The Holy See can't be just about finger-wagging. And second, behind each of those issues and controversies are real people, some who have made life choices and others who have mere disagreements, and they all need faith. I believe Pope Francis's most powerful message is that nothing stands between those who seek God and the Almighty Himself. The mystery of grace is all-encompassing. Still, it is capitalism that has lifted more people out of poverty than any other economic system. I almost wonder, would the Pope be so bold as to turn Rome's incredible wealth towards capitalistic goals? How about a micro-lending program funded by the Church for peasant farmers, or funding worker-owned factories in low-wage nations? The Church is already involved in real estate speculation, media, and international politics. Why not get involved in financing for poor people? And despite my admiration for Francis, Time magazine picked the wrong man of the year. It is NSA leaker Edward Snowden who did the most to shape 2013. I believe the newly defined boundaries of privacy and government monitoring of our day-to-day lives is the issue of our time. The Fourth Amendment is battered against the new technology of today. No one ever envisioned a time when almost every communication could be logged, stored, and then retrieved if the government wants to know more about you. And if you believe, as I do, that being secure in our papers includes our emails and cell phone records, then our constitutional rights are being violated. It was Edward Snowden's leak that sparked this very necessary debate. He gave up a good job, a comfortable life, and his citizenship to expose a massive government overreach. Not everyone agrees, but I think of him as a patriot in exile, and I also think of him as this year's Person of the Year.